Welcome to English Digest, everyone. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom.
And we're on day two of our BBC series called Secrets of the Sexes. Now, earlier we talked about how men and women seem to behave in such different ways sometimes. In fact, I think sometimes it's hard to believe we're the same species, which just means we're in the same animal group. We can actually get together and have kids and babies. And sometimes I look at men, Tom, and I just think they're strange creatures from another planet.
Yeah, why are they here? You know, if they weren't here, this world would be so much simpler. I suppose lots of men feel the same way about women. So that's one of the reasons why we have to continually try to understand each other, to ask each other questions and try and get straight answers. And also, one way we can find out about the differences between the genders is to check out these BBC programs, because they are quite informative. And we are going to talk about this BBC series about Secrets of the Sexes. We will continue to do that today.
Now, yesterday we talked about how they have been doing some research on these different ideas. The first idea we explored was brain sex, that there's a real concrete difference between each sex's thought processes. And we discovered that women are indeed more emotional than men. We're guided by our emotions more. We also checked out this key difference between the sexes, and that's the level of the testosterone we have in our bodies. And supposedly they came up with this idea that if your index finger is shorter than your ring finger, you have more testosterone. Kind of an interesting idea. And if that's the case, you're pretty good at putting together jigsaw puzzles because your visuospatial brain area is really strong. So today, what are we going to continue to talk about?
Well, we'll continue to talk about relationships, how we can get men and women to work together as partners in a marriage or whatever. So, indeed, we want to find the ideal partner, and hopefully we'll help you find the ideal partner today by continuing to talk about this today. So let's go on with our lesson now. We'll read through today's lesson, and then we will be right back to discuss it. For millions of men and women, finding an ideal partner can be quite a struggle. So could science actually come to the rescue of those in dating distress? A scientific dating agency was set up to try and play Cupid using scientific theory. 20 men and women were chosen to go on speed dates, but beforehand they underwent a series of tests. Among these was a questionnaire that evaluated their CQ, compatibility quotient, to find an ideal personality match. Furthermore, scientists tested the theory of facial similarity, that men and women with similar faces are instinctively attracted to each other. By analyzing the various data, the scientists then attempted to predict the participants' perfect matches. Then came the actual speed date, where the men and women took turns to meet with each other and rate potential partners both before and after chatting. To the scientists' disappointment, though, most of their predictions missed the target in terms of facial similarity attraction. Instead, bodies were more of a factor, with the taller men and curvier women receiving the most positive responses. As for CQ, people tended to make judgments about a person almost immediately, with personality not being a big factor for initial attraction. When it comes to the language of love, it would seem that short-term, let alone long-term, relationships' success is just too unpredictable for science, at least for now.
One thing I hear a lot these days is how hard it is to find a good partner. Someone you can really settle down with, someone you can love. it's not easy these days. It seems to be getting harder and harder to try to find that ideal partner. In fact, our article says it can be quite a struggle, something that's really difficult and takes a lot of effort.
Mm-hmm. Can be difficult. Just how can you meet somebody that you like? It's really hard. Well, maybe science can actually come to the rescue of those in dating distress. So can science do this? Can science actually come to the rescue? Now, if we talk about coming to the rescue, that means somebody comes and saves you. You're in a dire situation or a desperate situation, and you need someone to come to the rescue. For example, if you're stuck on a mountain, you're trying to climb to the top of a mountain, and you run out of oxygen, and there's a big snowstorm and stuff, you want somebody to come to the rescue, to take you off that mountain and bring you to safety. Well, can science rescue people who are in dating distress? And distress here just means you're in a bad situation, you don't know what to do, you're frustrated, and you just don't know where to turn.
Now, distress can be some kind of emotional pain or suffering that you're going through. A lot of people suffer distress when a close friend or family member is either seriously ill or passed away. Or maybe you're in some sort of danger and you are experiencing some possibility of perhaps dying. You're in distress. In fact, sometimes you'll hear in the news stories about planes that were in distress or ships that were in distress before they finally went down or crashed. So they're needing help and they're needing someone to come to their rescue too. This is kind of cute though. If you're in dating distress, it's like you're pulling your hair out. You don't know where to find the nice guys. Where are they? I can't meet the right person. That's dating distress.
Well, for women in Taiwan here, I think all you need to do is hang out by an army barracks, and there are tons of men there. Pick and choose. Well, wait till they get leave or something. Who knows?
Okay.
But in any case here, they're kind of wondering about this. Can science help us out here? Well, what they did is they set up a scientific dating agency to try and play Cupid using some scientific theory. Now, if we talk about playing Cupid, that means they're kind of doing something that Cupid would have done in the Greek fable there. Cupid is that angel kind of like creature that shoots arrows at people. If he shoots one at a girl and one at a guy, then those two will fall in love.
Yeah, so to play Cupid is just to help arrange for two people to meet each other and to then fall in love. There are a lot of people out there who like to try to play Cupid with their friends, right? Or maybe you have family members who are always trying to set you up with someone. Well, they're busy trying to play Cupid. So a scientific dating agency was set up or organized to try to help people get together, and they're using this scientific theory that we're going to be talking about now.
So they got some people in here, 20 men and women. They were chosen to go on speed dates. Okay, a speed date here. You might know more about that than I do because you lived in New York for a long time, and I guess they have this thing there?
They do. They'll have these big groups. They're kind of like parties, and lots of tables are set up. And then what happens is a woman and a man will sit at a table for about maybe 5 minutes. They'll ring a bell. Those two guys start talking. They try to get to know each other quickly. When the 5 minutes are up, they ring the bell again, and you move to the next table. So you're meeting a lot of people in the same night and just trying to see if you are attracted to anyone. Maybe if there's something you want to follow up on later, then you give that guy your name and number, or vice versa. The girl could actually ask the guy for his number as well. So it's just a quick way to get a look at someone, chat for a couple minutes, and then move on.
Sounds kind of like my life drawing class where the model would pose and you'd get 2 minutes to draw it, and they would change poses, etc. So that's what a speed date here is. But beforehand, they underwent a series of tests. Underwent here is the past tense of the verb to undergo. That means something happens to you. Somebody else does something to you as part of a process here. So they underwent a series of tests. They took a series of tests. Maybe not a test like writing answers on a paper or something like that, but maybe they were, had their blood pressure checked or their blood type checked or whatever.
We often use undergo to talk about medical tests that we go through. So you can undergo lots of different kinds of tests with your doctor. Now, among these was a questionnaire they needed to fill out. A questionnaire is simply a piece of paper that has a lot of different questions on it. That's why it's called a questionnaire, sort of a French term there. So there are lots of questions that they ask you to then answer, and then they'll take your answers and try to evaluate them from that.
Mm-hmm. And they evaluated or analyzed what is called their CQ, which is compatibility quotient here, CQ. Okay, and they wanted to do this to find an ideal personality match. So these questions were probably geared to figure out what kinds of personalities these people have, asking them what their favorite color is or what they like to do in their free time. What political party do they support? What sort of hobbies do they have? What's their job? What kind of a childhood do they have? Et cetera, et cetera.
Now, this word compatibility, or if you're compatible, just means whether you can get along well with someone. It might be if you're compatible at work. Do you work well with someone, or do you constantly argue or fight? Do you see things the same way? But here we're talking about being compatible with a romantic partner, someone you would really get along well with, you're a good match with. Quotient here is just the amount or degree of something, some sort of quality. So how well are you going to get along with someone? That's what they're measuring.
Mm-hmm. That's one thing they measured. They also wanted to test another theory, and that's the theory of facial similarity, that men and women with similar faces are instinctively attracted to each other. So, for example, if a man has big eyes and the woman has big eyes, they'll probably make googly eyes at each other and fall in love. If their snouts or noses are the same size, or if their mouth shape or cheek structure, bone structure, all that kind of stuff, if they're similar, then they should logically also have the hots for each other.
Mm. Now, this here says instinctively attracted to each other. Instinctively means it's based on your instinct. It's not something you spend a lot of time thinking about. It's something your body just kind of tells you. Instinct's a natural tendency to behave in a way that you don't ever learn. You're born with it. So sometimes you'll find yourself just attracted to someone for no reason. It's just how you feel inside. So sometimes they use this idea that if you are attracted to someone with a similar type of face, that's this theory of facial similarity. I don't notice myself ever having been attracted to someone with round cheeks, for example.
And that's what you have, right?
I do. I want a guy with really high cheekbones because I feel like I look like a little kid with my fat cheeks. Hmm. But this is the theory of facial similarity. And what they do, like Tom said, is they analyze the various data. Data here just means factual information, maybe statistics. And then the scientists then attempt to predict or say what they think's going to happen in the future between participants, who they think will actually match up together, match up perfectly.
Mm-hmm. To predict, to foretell, to guess who's going to be a match for who else.
It's kind of interesting. Well, before we tell you what actually happened, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher for a while. She's got some explanation in Chinese.
Hello, 大家好，我是 Daphne.For millions of men and women, 也就是呢，对于数百万的男性跟女性而言 finding an ideal partner can be quite a struggle. 句子的主词是一个动名词片语，就是 finding an ideal partner, 找到理想的伴侣是一件难事。 So could science actually come to the rescue of those in dating distress? Come to the rescue of 这个动词的片语的意思就是前来解围、前来援救。科学能够真的来解决这些人、帮助这些人，哪些人呢 ？Those in dating distress. In distress 就是饱受之苦。什么样的苦呢 ？Dating 约会之苦的人有救吗？A scientific dating agency, 我们解释成为婚友社。这个婚友社 was set up, 也就是被成立，因为主词是婚友社，所以有人呢设立婚友社，目的是 to try and play Cupid using scientific theory, 希望能够借由科学的理论来扮演 Cupid 呢，本来指的是丘比特，这里的意思就是红娘。参与实验的人呢是20位男女。20 men and women were chosen to go on speed dates. Speed dates 呢就是快速约会，他们进行快速约会。But beforehand, they underwent a series of tests. A series of tests 就是一连串的测试，他们先经过一连串的测试。Among these 指的是前面的这一连串的测试，在其中呢，有一项就是 a questionnaire 问卷调查。问卷调查后面的子句在形容这个问卷调查，它的功能是 evaluated their CQ， 也就是 compatibility quotient。要评估他们的相容指数，为什么要评估呢？后面的不定词片语说明了目的 ，to find an ideal personality match， 希望借由这个问卷来找到个性最相配的人。Furthermore, 这个连接词的意思是此外 ,scientists tested the theory of facial similarity. 科学家他们还测试下面的这个理论，也就是 facial similarity。它的意思就是说 ,men and women with similar faces are instinctively attracted to each other. 长相类似的男女他们本能上会吸引对方 ,instinctly 这个副词修饰动词吸引。By analyzing the various data, 借由分析不同的资料 ,the scientists then attempted to predict the participants' perfect matches.Attempt to 意思就是企图想要，科学家借由这些资料希望能够预测，也就是希望能够让参加者找到他们的 perfect matches， 也就是最佳速配的对象。
We're going to take a short break. Stay tuned for more English Digest.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. Now, the scientists here are trying to come to the rescue to people who are in dating distress. So they set up this kind of dating agency. This could also be referred to as computer dating. I don't know if they have that anymore. But again, they're trying to find people who are compatible for other people. And so we have some people here participating in this experiment. They underwent a series of tests, and they had to fill out a questionnaire to try to find personality matches here. They also wanted to test the theory of facial similarity,which states that men and women are attracted to each other if they have similar facial features. You can discuss that amongst yourselves, whether you think that's true or not. I've actually never really heard of that before. I've heard of the idea of symmetry in the face, that people don't have things that are distorted in their faces. You know, they don't look like Frankenstein, for example. Mm-hmm. People like that would be not somebody you would want to be attracted to. But in any case, we'll continue talking about these ideas here.Then they actually had the speed dates, where the men and women took turns to meet with each other and rate potential partners both before and after chatting. Chatting is what Stephanie and I do sometimes in this program. We just kind of talk to each other lightly about simple subjects. Nothing heavy. We don't talk about the theory of evolution and stuff like that.
Now, what they did was they actually were asked to rate potential partners before they chatted with them and after they chatted with them. Now, if you're going to rate somebody, we're talking about judging how good somebody is when compared to somebody else. So do you like this guy, Joe, better than this guy, Steve? Is he more interesting? And they ask them to actually rate or judge someone who might be a potential partner before they even talk to them. So actually, they're just looking at their physical appearance at that point. And then they can sit down while they're speed dating at that table, chat for a few minutes, just casually talk, like Tom said. And then they have to actually rate them once again. So it's an interesting process, sort of a physical rating and then a personality rating.
You betcha. So they first checked out each other's bodies there, and then they tried to figure out each other's personalities, okay, to see if they're a potential partner. Well, to the scientists' disappointment, though, most of their predictions missed the target in terms of facial similarity attraction. So the scientists were disappointed because their predictions or their guesses about who would be attracted to whom, they were off the mark. They missed the target. If something misses the target, that means it doesn't hit the bullseye. It's way off. So they thought that people with similar facial features would be attracted to each other, but they were dead wrong.
No, instead, bodies were more of a factor than faces. So people were actually checking each other's bodies out and not the faces. The bodies were much more of a factor. Factor here is just a fact that you want to consider, something that's kind of important. So the taller men got good scores or good ratings, and the women who had curvier bodies or figures also received the most positive responses on these rating sheets, I guess, they gave the men and women to fill out.
Mm-hmm. So if Yao Ming was there, he would have rated very high. And if Pamela Anderson were there, she would have rated very high, too. So it sounds like a stereotype, but I guess we still check out each other's bodies first. It's still a very important factor in determining who's going to be our partner for life. And let's move on here. Let's talk about the CQ now. CQ again means compatibility quotient, how compatible they are. People tended to make judgments about a person almost immediately, with personality not being a big factor for initial attraction. Ooh, that's kind of surprising because I would have thought that personality would have been fairly important to find out if somebody has similar interests as you. Are they a relaxed kind of person or are they uptight and nervous? But I guess that doesn't really matter. It's still the body.
Now, they say here that personality wasn't really a big factor in the initial attraction. Initial here means what happened at first. So the first time they were actually attracted to each other, personality didn't play a big role or have a big part. Just the bodies. It's very interesting. For me, personality is really important. Now, when it comes to language of love or when we're talking about how we talk about love with each other, it would seem, or this seems to be the case, that short-term, let alone long-term relationship success, is just too unpredictable. Who can predict? Who can guess how things are going to work out? Now, here we have an interesting phrase, let alone. We often use this when we're talking about something negative. So we use it after a negative statement to say that the next thing is even more unlikely than the first thing. So even though language of love, it would seem that in the short term, things are unpredictable. Hey, in the long term, it's even more unpredictable. Can you guess whatever is going to happen in a relationship? It's hard to tell.
Yeah, so we're talking about short-term relationships, and we're also talking about long-term ones. So short-term relationships, let alone long-term ones. Well, the success of them is just too unpredictable for science to make accurate guesses about, at least for now. I guess they'll continue to do their research in the future.
Yeah, I think they're not finished. I think this is an area of research that's fascinating to a lot of people. And even though they don't seem to have made too many discoveries that help us succeed today in our relationships, they're going to keep trying. That much we do know. Okay, listeners, it's time once again for our Chinese teacher.
接下来进行真正的快速约会。Then came the actual speed date, where 后面的子句说明这个快速约会 where the men and women took turns 的意思就是轮流他们轮流做什么呢下面这两件事第一个是 to meet with each other 另外一个事情呢就是 to rate potential partners 他们不仅彼此见面而且呢要给对方打分数 rate 呢当动词来用就是评估那么后面的受词是可能的伴侣Both before and after chatting, to the scientist's disappointment, to one's disappointment, 就是令某人感到失望的。令科学家们感到失望的是 though 呢是一个副词用法。Most of their predictions missed the target. Missed the target 呢意思就是没有打中红心，也就是失算。大部分他们的预测就是科学家的预测呢是不准确的特别在什么上呢 In terms of facial similarity attraction 也就是脸部相似度吸引力的这一个论点上 Instead, bodies were more of a factor 取而代之的是身体比较是一个重要的因素 With the taller men and curvier women receiving the most positive responses, 这个 with 所引导的介词片语当副词来用可以解释成为因为较高的男性以及身材较有曲线的女性呢获得最正面的回应。至于先前提到的 CQ, 也就是 compatibility quotient, 相容商数 people tended to make judgments about a person almost immediately, 因为我们通常几乎一见面就会对人下断语 with personality not being a big factor for initial attraction. 所以在初期吸引的阶段呢，个性并不是一个非常重要的因素。When it comes to the language of love, when it comes to 这个动词片语的意思就是当我们谈到什么的时候，谈到爱的语言的时候呢 ，it would seem that short-term relationship success is just too unpredictable for science. 也就是短期关系的成功对于科学而言呢 ，too unpredictable 意思就是非常的难以预测 ，let alone long-term 更别说是长期的。所以长期的关系是否能够成功呢一定是更难预测也就是 unpredictable 这个字的字根是 predict 也就是预测 predictable 呢是可预测的字首加上 un 是相反的意思是难以预测的 at least for now 至少目前如此所以今天我们到底能否知道男女两性之间所有的差异呢我想还有待科学家的努力
Well, we hope we've enlightened you a little bit about some of the secrets of the sexes by talking about the BBC series. It's been kind of fascinating to learn a little bit more about some of the experiments they're doing in this area. We don't know much more than we used to, but we'll keep trying to see if we can have a good relationship on our own. We hope you've enjoyed today, and we hope you'll come back again next time for more English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. Goodbye.
Bye.